From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Refugee victims worse than thought in Austria. The Austrian government says the number of dead found in a truck trailer full of refugees on an Austrian highway is higher than first estimated, with 70 or more victims now believed to have suffocated during their journey. Thursday's discovery came as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migration crisis. Austria's Interior Minister Johanna Michael-Leitner says more border checks may not be the answer.
I think the solution is not to make more border checks. I think the best solution is to find legal ways to Europe, because on the one side you can protect the refugees, and on the other side it's the best in the fight against the criminals.
Joel Millman, a public information officer for the International Organization for Migration, speaks with VOA about the number of migrants crossing into the Balkans.
Like everyone else, we've heard the figure 3,000 a day, which seems quite plausible given the volume of traffic into Greece, which is where most of these people crossing the Balkans have started out. We are up to now almost 200,000 arrivals in the Greek islands this year, which is a phenomenal increase over the last year. We are talking about 107,000, 110,000 into Italy already this year. The numbers are just really multiples greater than last year.
The IOM reports more than 250,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean to Europe this year. A new report indicates Pakistan is building 20 nuclear bombs a year and could become the world's third largest nuclear power within a decade. The U.S.-based Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and the Stimson Center say Pakistan could possess at least 350 nuclear warheads. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military and Russia-backed rebels have carried out a prisoner exchange in eastern Ukraine, a result of an agreement this week by the two sides to halt the ongoing violence by September 1st. Officials from both sides say 12 rebel prisoners were swapped for about the same number of Ukrainian servicemen. Separately, Ukraine accused Russia-backed rebels of multiple ceasefire violations. Greece has its first female prime minister. Supreme Court Judge Vasiki Tano was sworn in as a caretaker head of government on Thursday. She and her cabinet will run the country at least until early elections are held on September 20th. In advance of International Day of the Disappeared on Sunday, the International Committee of the Red Cross is appealing to governments and civil society to document the fate and whereabouts of people who have gone missing in conflicts and other disasters. Lisa Schlein reports from IRC headquarters in Geneva.
A Latin American non-governmental organization created the International Day of the Disappeared in Costa Rica in 1981. The aim was to draw attention to the fate of individuals imprisoned under horrible conditions in places unknown to their families. The ICRC is tackling the issue of disappearances in dozens of countries around the world, including major hotspots in the Middle East and Africa. It is working to trace those who have gone missing. It documents information for present and future use. It offers a variety of support to the families of the missing, ranging from economic security programs and livelihoods to legal advice. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. 10 years after Hurricane Katrina hit the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes, President Obama hailed the city's revival. In a speech yesterday in the city's lower Ninth Ward that was badly hit by the hurricane, President Obama highlighted New Orleans' recovery and what he called remarkable progress after suffering massive flooding.
And we came to realize that what started out as a natural disaster became a man-made disaster, a failure of government to look out for its own citizens.
President Obama said that New Orleans' recovery is a model for the nation in urban innovation, disaster response, and resilience. A new political survey shows billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump increasing his lead in the crowded race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. He has 28% support among Republican voters, easily topping his nearest challenger in the 17-candidate field, former neurosurgeon Ben Carson. He had 12% support across the country. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is Joe Palca reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.